Good morning, and welcome to the Vavonda Bellamy broadcast. Today is Thursday, and it's Couple O' Thursday, and I am your host today, Charlene Alexander. I am here every Thursday at 7 o'clock a.m. We are on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to join us, please call in at 914-338-0464. Tomorrow we will be back again at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Freedom Family Friday. So we ask that you join us tomorrow. And also we will be back on Sunday broadcasting at 7 o'clock p.m. If you have any prayer requests, anything that you desire for us to touch and agree with you on, please send your prayer request to prayerrequest@vavondabellamy.com. Also, if you would like to sow a seed into the ministry to help the ministry to continue on, we ask that you would log on to vavondabellamy.com and just follow the instructions for making donations. So today is Thanksgiving. I am so thankful on today, and I'm sure that all of you that are listening, I pray, are having a thankful day. It's just a wonderful, wonderful time. But you know, this is not always a wonderful time for everybody. This time of year can be the most depressing for a lot of folk. And I think because we can get caught up in all of the other things that the world says that these holidays can bring, Thanksgiving and Christmas, we get caught up in the financial part of it and just wanting to do that commercial part of buying and doing so much. But on today and every day going forward, we should find something to be thankful for. If you just take a minute to just look back over your life, and I promise you it will not take long, and think about how good God has been. Think about how he woke you up this morning, how he woke us up. He didn't even have to do it. He is a wonderful, marvelous, great God. So we just encourage you on today and every day going forward, find a reason to be thankful. Find a reason to go on. Find a reason to be grateful to God for all that he's doing in your life, because don't get it twisted. He is doing great things. He wakes us up. He gets us started. He is just an awesome, awesome God. I'm going to be reading from Psalm 103, and it reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his work in all places of his domain. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So this psalm is basically saying, give thanks to God. Bless the Lord, no matter what you may think is going on. God is merciful. God is great. And it's a command to your soul. I command my soul on today to bless the Lord because of all of his benefits. We have benefits being children of God. He heals us of all our diseases. He forgives us, of all of our sins. He redeems us and puts us back in right standing with him. He's just a great and mighty God. He's slow to anger, and his mercy is plentiful. So he just gives us mercy on top of mercy on top of mercy. And that alone is more than enough to be grateful for. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he's removed all of our transgressions. Everything that we do against him, against his word, he removes it. I mean, he is a great God. And then he even has pity on us. And he remembers, you know what? They are made from the dust. So I have pity on him. You know, he's just great. He's a wonderful God. And we'll never understand his ways. We'll never understand his love for us. He is a great, great, and mighty God. So for that, I am thankful on today. What are you thankful for on today? Take a minute to just think about what God has done for you. You may be with your family today, or you may not. Whatever you find, whatever state you find yourself in, take the time to be thankful. Take the time to remember that God has given us joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. If you're feeling yourself feeling weak or you're feeling depressed during this time of year, just command your soul to bless the Lord. And I promise you, it will change your whole outlook on everything. It will take your mind off of whatever it is that you think you're going through. God has you. God's got you, and God loves you. And he has not put you in a place where you will never be delivered. But instead, if you would just weather that storm with your praise and with your worship to God, he's going to get you through it. It's not based on our merit or our goodness. It's based on his goodness and his grace and his mercy. Everything, all things, it works together for his good. It works together for his good. Everything that goes on in our lives is for his glory. It's for his honor, and it's for his praise. So I just encourage you today, and not just on today, but starting today, let's just continue. Let's finish out this year with thanksgiving on our lips, with a praise and a worship to God, just honoring him and blessing him for being a great, all-knowing, huge, wonderful, saving, forgiving, great, honorable, merciful God that he is. He's everything. I don't know what I would do without him. My life would not even have a meaning. I wouldn't even have a reason to live. God gives us a reason to go on. He gives us a reason to move on. He gives us purpose in him. So no matter what the world has offered us, the world cannot even compare to what God offers. So we just encourage you on today. If you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling unhappy, tap into the joy that God has given us all and get your strength straight from the source, straight from the Lord. You don't have to go through a third party for this. You can come go to him honestly, let him know how you're feeling, and allow him to minister to you. Allow him to remind you of how great and mighty he is. When you cry out to the Lord, he hears you. Wherever there's a need, God is going to show up. If you need him today, let him know, God, I need you. I need you. I need your strength. I need your joy. I need you to go on. He's going to be right there for you, I assure you. God, he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's there for us. And just know, even though you may not feel him, you know, just know that in his word, he said he would never leave us or forsake us. He's there. He's just waiting for us to acknowledge him, just acknowledge him and just be thankful for how far he's brought you thus far. And he didn't bring you this far to leave you. Trust you me, he's right there with you every step of the way. So let's just be thankful on this Thanksgiving morning. If you get a chance today, go to the website, VerondaBellamy.com, and just post what you're thankful for. Just post whatever it is. If you're just thankful that God woke you up this morning, if you're thankful that God helped the turkey not to burn up on today, whatever you're thankful for, thank God for, you know, the family, thank God for Jesus dying on the cross. I mean, there's so much. I thank God in advance for healing. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my friends. I just thank God for being the ruler of my life. I'm just so grateful on today and every day because he is such an awesome God. We're going to go before the throne of grace with thanksgiving on our lips because he is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our worship. He is just worthy. Our tongues cannot praise him enough. Cannot give him enough worship, cannot give him enough praise for how great and mighty he is. I wish I could even put, I can't even put it into words, how honorable, how loving, how just, how forgiving, how he just takes such good care of his children. So this morning, God, we come before you, Lord, not asking God for anything. Glory to your name, Lord. But we come before you this morning, God, just grateful, God. Grateful, Lord God, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us thus far. You are a keeper, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace, God, for your mercy, God. We thank you, Lord God, that when we screw up, God, and we do it every day, God, hallelujah, we can fall on our face before you, Lord, and ask for your forgiveness, Lord. And you take it, God, and you throw it into the sea of forgetfulness, God, to remember it no more, Lord. God, for that we say thank you. Lord God, we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for our families, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you provide for us, God. You meet every need, God, every day, God. Hallelujah. You don't leave us, God, and you don't forsake us, God. Hallelujah. Even, God, in our midst, we're filthy rags, God, before you. Unworthy, God, to even come before you, God, and even have conversation, God, with you. Lord God, but you still, God, hallelujah, you take time, God, out of your day, God. Hallelujah, to incline your ear, God, to hear our little pitiful cries, God. Hallelujah, and meet every need, Lord God. We say thank you, Heavenly Father, not just on today, God, but Lord God, every day, God. We pray that thanksgiving, God, will roll from our tongues, God, because you are a God that deserves the praise, God, that deserves the worship, Lord God. Hallelujah. You deserve our lives, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we rededicate, God. We rededicate ourselves to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Renew, Lord God. Restore, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're just grateful, God. We're just thankful, God. Hallelujah. That you are so great, that we serve the Most High God. Hallelujah. There is none higher than you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we just honor you, Lord God, on today. And we command our very souls to bless you. Hallelujah. We honor you, God. We glorify you, God. We give you praise, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. Hallelujah. You are a terrible God. Hallelujah. And we just thank you right now, Lord God, the joy, God, that you've given us, Lord God. We thank you for the life, God, that you've given us, Lord God. Hallelujah. It may not be, God, all that we want it to be, God. Hallelujah. But it's everything, Lord God, that you created it to be, God. And you said, Lord God, that all things work together for the good of them that love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So, well, no matter what's going on in our life, we can still say thank you, God, because it's working for our good, God. Hallelujah. We love you on this morning, God. We give you praise on this morning, God. We give you glory on this morning, God. We honor you, Lord. We reverence you, Lord God. And we understand, Lord God, that it's you, God, that keeps us. It's you, God, hallelujah, that protects us, God. It's your blood, Lord Jesus, that covers us. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, even when we're not even thinking about it, when we're slumbered and sleeping. Lord God, you watch over our homes, Lord God, and you keep the enemy away, God. And for that, Lord God, we say thank you, God. When we travel down the road, God, hallelujah, Lord God, you dispatch your angels, God, to cover the car, Lord God, and keep us to and fro, God. For that, Lord God, we say thank you, because it could have went the other way. Someone, Lord God, didn't make it, Lord God, to this day, God, but you chose, Lord God, to keep us here, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we're grateful, God, on this day, Lord God. Hallelujah. We say, let your will be done, God. Let fellowship, Lord God, with family and friends, God, or wherever we find ourselves to be, Lord God, be in a state of thanksgiving unto you, Lord God. We just thank you right now, Lord, and we just praise your holy name, God, because you are so deserving, God. We can't even put in words, God, how deserving you are of our praise, God. Hallelujah. But we just do it in the frame that you've given us, God. We just say it with the lips that you've given us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord, and everything that you've done, Lord God. We say thank you, God. We appreciate you, Lord God. We appreciate you. We do not take it for granted, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you have us in mind, God. Hallelujah, in everything that you do, Lord God. You are so mighty. You are so mighty, Lord God. You are omnipotent, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Lord, we pray for those, God, that are traveling on today, Lord God, that you would just give them traveling mercies, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, and we glorify you, God. Hallelujah. You are a keeper, God. Hallelujah. You are our forgiver, God. Hallelujah. You have our days numbered, God. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, God, being from everlasting to everlasting, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your covenant, Lord God, for your covenant you made with us, God, and you have kept your word. You have kept your word, God. You have kept your word. Hallelujah. We pray right now, God, for everyone, God, that's finding themselves in a state of depression, God, that's finding themselves, Lord God, feeling sad, Lord God, during this time of year. Lord God, we pray right now that you would lift them up, God. Oh, God, help them, Lord God, to remember, Lord God, what you've done for them, God. Remember, Lord God, how you brought them this far, Lord God. Hallelujah. And that you are bigger, Lord God, than a season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you are eternity. You are an eternal God. Hallelujah. And you last from everlasting to everlasting, Lord. And we just thank you right now. And we praise you, God. We give you honor, Lord God, on this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, we would like to thank you for tuning into the Vavonda Bellamy Inspired Broadcast. What, like I said earlier, I just want to remind you that we will be back tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would just call into the show if you desire to listen. The number is 914-338-0464. You're tuning in. We ask that you come back and get your day started with us together, lifting up the Lord. But before we go, if you are listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, what a wonderful time to give your life to the Lord. We would like to present Jesus to you today. I would not leave this broadcast without giving my life to the Lord. Look, yesterday is gone and tomorrow is not promised. Jesus died in our place so that we could have a relationship with God and be with him forever. Romans 5 and 8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus' life did not end on the cross. He rose again, and he still lives. We cannot earn salvation. There's nothing that we can do to earn the salvation that God has given us. We are saved by God's grace when we have faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. All you have to do is believe you are a sinner, that Christ died for your sins, and ask for his forgiveness. Then turn from your sins. This does not mean that you will never sin again. The word says we all sin and fall short. But when you sin, you can be forgiven. Jesus Christ knows you and he loves you. No matter what is going on in your life, but what matters to God, what matters to the Lord, is that the attitude of your heart and your honesty. Going before him honest, not trying to pretend, because God already knows. So if you desire to give your Christ to the Lord today, if you desire to be a part of the body of Christ, all you have to do is just repeat this simple prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead so that I could have eternal life. You died so that I could live. I trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Guide my life and help me to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you said this prayer and you believed it in your heart, you confessed it with your mouth, you are now saved. Congratulations and welcome to the body of Christ. We encourage you to find a church home. We encourage you to read your word and begin to know the Lord. We're always available for you. If you need someone to touch and agree with you, please, please, please know that you're not in this alone. You're not by yourself. Send your prayer request to prayerrequest@verondabellamy.com. That's what we're here for. We are a body and we have to stick together. So just continue to praise God. Continue to be thankful on today and every day. Just know that God has us, and there is a reason. There is a reason to live. There is a reason to go on, and that reason is God, because he's a part of our life. He is our life, and he gives us all that we need to not just survive but become more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors. We don't have anything to worry about. Just command your soul, even when you're not feeling it, you're not feeling saved, you're still saved. It's not based on your feelings. It's based on God. So just remember that. Just remember that this salvation is not an emotional thing, but it's with God in spirit and in truth. So just be inspired on today. Enjoy your turkey. Eat, sleep, wake up, eat again, and just have a wonderful time. But in all of your Thanksgiving, don't forget to thank God and be grateful for all that he's done, not just on today, but every day. Be inspired.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some simple phrase.
all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.
Thank you for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.
Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. Content of relevancy. Continuing and actually ending the thankfulness series on today. As many of you know, I like to start the show in prayer. So let us look to God at this very moment. Father God, we come to you right now, Lord, smiling, happy, thankful, God, for you and your mere existence. We thank you for you continuing to show your grace and mercy towards us. Father, we welcome you to continue to guide us in everything that we do. We ask that you touch everyone that's listening to this, God. Show your love in a mighty way so that they can express their gratitude towards you and others, God, in a way that can bring forth power from on high. God, we thank you for this platform. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So, good evening, lovelies. Thank you all for joining me on Veronda Bellamy Inspired. Guys, for many of you, I see quite a few people on. Let me just explain to you who I am exactly. I am the founder, the director, producer, and host of Veronda Bellamy Inspired. I am Veronda Bellamy. As many of you know, this month has been about thankfulness and gratitude. I've shared much insight with you all regarding the power and impact of expressing and showing gratitude. And I have a guest that's going to be coming on here soon who's going to share her journey of thankfulness and gratitude with you guys as well, the most recent journey that she's experienced that led her to a place of gratitude and thankfulness just in life in general. So I've shared quite a bit with you all in regards to things that you can do, you can implement within your life that will guide you into a place of just happiness, right? Gratitude, on the other side of gratitude lies happiness. If you go out of your way to show someone, tell someone that you are grateful for their existence, it makes you feel some kind of way on the inside, right? It does something. It's one of those endorphins that it feeds on that. So as we conclude this series, guys, if you have not had a chance to listen to some of the tips I've shared before, you can always go back to my website, verondabellamy.com, and listen to the shows from there. But the most important thing that's come by way of me sharing this whole series with you guys is to live an authentic life, to be authentic in everything that you do. You see so many people trying to copy what the other person is doing, wanting to live their life like that person, and they're not truly embracing who they are. They're not getting the point of their existence and what they're here for. And there's no way they can be grateful and thankful for the life that God has in store for them. They can't even tap into it until that gratefulness begins to exude from them. You know, I was speaking with my guests earlier today, and one of the things that we talked about was how when you are living in your purpose, you want to do your purpose so well, and you will carry out your purpose so well that others will want to work with you. And that is living an authentic life. You cannot live your life trying to be someone else, trying to live like someone else. I think that's one of the Ten Commandments, thou shall not covet. And when you covet, that means you copy what other people are doing, or you want what other people are doing. You feel like you have to have what other people have, and you're not living out the life that God has for you. The only way that you can live out that life and even begin to tap into it, guys, is by being thankful for the life that you have right now, looking to God in prayer for clarity on what it is that He wants you to do. What is your purpose? What were you here for? If you need help with that as well, you can always go get a copy of my book, download it on Amazon.com. The name of the book is The Pain Stops Today, 10 Steps to Discovering Your Purpose. You go to that site and Amazon.com, that is, and type in my name, Veronda Bellamy, and you can access the book from there. It's on my website as well. If you go to my website, I think it's under the books tab, and you just go to that tab and it'll take you directly to where you need to go to purchase the book. The book is only $5.99, guys. It's an excellent read, very easy read, and it's powerful at the same time. Sometimes less is more. So I wrote that book from a framework of providing you guys with content that's not over your head completely, but it gives you something to think about and something that you can read and really put in place within your life very easily. The pain stops today. So living a life of thankfulness and being gracious for everything that you have, guys, requires you to be authentic. Carl Jung, and I've mentioned him before, he is a theorist. He was a part of psychotherapy. Very spiritual person that I came to know when I was in school working towards my master's, and I gained a lot of respect for him just from the standpoint, the framework of which he carried out his theories and practice within the psychotherapy world, counseling, psychology, that aspect, okay? But Carl Jung's quote says, "The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are." That is a privilege. It truly is. And why is it a privilege? Because of what I just mentioned before. We want to covet. We covet and not even sometimes realize that's what we're doing. We want what other people have. We have challenges that throw us off. Sometimes those challenges make us so reflective internally that we can't even see outside. We become angry. We become bitter. We become sad. We become stagnant. We become stuck. We just don't know where to go. We don't even realize oftentimes what it is that we're doing and how we're carrying out our lives. So it is a privilege to become who you truly are, because you have to learn how to navigate through all of those feelings, things, past experiences that have you clouded to the point to where you're stagnant. You don't know what to do. You find yourself in the same job or a career that you're not so happy with, or you're in a relationship that you're not happy in. You're carrying out just different things, guys, that has really no purpose, no fulfilling in your life personally. So we get stuck in that sometimes, and we are not able to navigate through it clearly, concisely, nor do we have the power to do that. It takes power to do that. It takes a lot of guts, a lot of insight, a lot of belief in yourself in order to navigate your position yourself so that you can live an authentic life. And if you need help, guys, I am here to assist you guys with that. You have my book as a resource. That is one of my products. I have a coaching program as a product as well that you guys can take advantage of at any time. It's called E4 is the name of the coaching program that kind of couples with my whole philosophy of the pain stops today. It's all about evolving into your purpose. What is your purpose? What are you here for? And that comes by way of you doing quite a few things. One of those things, and probably one of the I would say the second thing to do, first is prayer to seek God. Second is to express thankfulness for everything that you've encountered in your life, no matter how good, bad, or indifferent, being thankful in that very moment. So if, again, you want to hear some of the tips, because I'm not going to go into a lot of those. I'm not going into any more tips, actually, today. This is the end of the series. If you want to hear the tips, then you're going to have to go back to my website, verondabellamy.com, and recapture those clips from there. But I'm going to go ahead and share with you all this poem that I mentioned earlier. I was actually sitting down getting ready to prepare a poem, and I ran across this, and it's titled Be Thankful, and I wanted to share this with you guys. And it goes, "Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference. It's easy to be thankful for the good things and a life full of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. The author of this is unknown. Again, the name of that was titled Be Thankful. And that says a lot, guys. You've got to get to the point of really following what I just read and being thankful for everything, good, bad, and indifferent, so that you can position yourself to live an authentic life. So as I mentioned to you guys, I have a guest that's going to be coming on. Her name is Miss Bernie Shong. Bernie is, I've worked with her several times. I have never met her in person, but I still see us as kindred spirits. I really do. I have a lot of respect for her. Love her like a sister. But I'll share with you some of her bio. Bernie says that she used to think that taking the high road or turning the cheek meant suppressing her feelings of hurt and anger to avoid unnecessary banter or a hostile confrontation. After embracing that mindset for over 30 years, she developed social anxiety and manic depressive bouts. She attracted a lot of bullies and toxic relationships. Major health issues triggered by the stressors nearly took her life in 2008. Though she's never felt healthier in her life than today, perhaps a part of her died on that cold November day many months ago. To awaken the warrior inside of her who has given her permission to use her own voice. Thinking back on all the decisions she has made, both good and bad, that led her on this path, joining us here today, I think she thinks of Helen Keller's quote, "Character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, ambition inspired, and success achieved. Believing you can make a difference in this world is only half the battle. The other half is taking deliberate action. Acting out of fear is poison. Acting in spite of fear is having the bravery to live with your purpose, more freedom, and passion." So with no further ado, I have to share with you guys Miss Bernie Shong. Bernie?
Hi, Veranda.
How are you, Bernie Shong?
I'm good. How are you? Long time to talk.
I know. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Are you otherwise?
Otherwise, I'm great.
Good. You have no problems working hard, so that's not even a question, you know, or working, you know, being persistent. Like, you have that drive and that determination, and I have no doubt in my mind you will be successful at anything you put your mind to. Now it's just a matter of choosing that thing you really, really want to pursue. You know, like Maya Angelou said, you know, that perfect quote I love, and this is the one I always quote. It's the one that says, don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the thing you love doing and do it so well that people can't take their eyes off of you. Like that,
exactly.
For me, is my mantra that I live by every day. So that thing, I'm going to hold on to that thing, and I'm going to keep doing everything to highlight and shine that thing that I really want to be known for, that I want to be good at. So, same for you.
Thank you. You know I love her.
You're welcome. I know you do. And I'm still jealous. I'm like, damn it. You got to her. And, you know, and I totally did not capitalize that opportunity, but it's A-okay. Like, it totally makes sense for you. And I'm so happy that you were one of the last people who, you know, got to interview. That was such a beautiful thing for me to see that from a distance. And I couldn't be more proud of you. She's one of my heroes, you know, lifetime heroes. So.
Yes, absolutely phenomenal. She is the phenomenal woman.
Yeah.
So how are you? I know you only have a few minutes here, but
I hear
with the listeners. What's going on with you? You took a trip. How was the voyage?
Man, that trip was amazing. Like, I seriously am just so blown away by how much my mind is blown by being able to travel to not only my parents', you know, homeland, but then also just seeing a country that's so different than what I've ever known. And, you know, long story short, I came back not the same person at all whatsoever. I mean, I already knew that going there, I was going to experience a very high, you know, a lot of emotions about, like, gratitude. I knew that already, but, like, no words can explain, like, how grateful and blessed I feel to have been over there and see what I saw and experience what I did. And, like, I already was feeling grateful over there, but then I come back over here, and I'm just so at peace and so calm and so grateful, and I don't get as overwhelmed. I don't get as frustrated. I don't get as upset, because it's hard to when you see what you saw, you know what I mean, in the other country.
Yeah.
And so for me, it took me to a whole new level. The message that I'm hearing, like the new mantra I'm hearing is, it's not just about taking that spiritual journey anymore, Bernie. It's about actually taking that physical journey and taking people with you to experience that journey, where you can best conduct that experience, you know? And so for me, my next thing, that really big thing I want to do next year, is to take a couple of women with me on a Southeast Asian retreat, and to go back to Laos and or Thailand, and just, I don't even know what it looks like yet. Like, in my mind, it's going to be a spiritual awakening for those who haven't traveled there yet. For those who aren't afraid to travel, it would be more of like a way to come together with other women and build this camaraderie and these relationships with each other, because the spirituality and believing in something greater is scary to a lot of people. You know, even myself before I became spiritual. So it's like, it's nice to be able to meet other people who won't judge you for believing in something greater, you know? And so I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like, Rhonda, but I'm just so excited that this calling is something about bringing women together, empowering them, inspiring them, and physically taking them on a journey with me across the world.
That sounds absolutely amazing.
I know. I can't wait. I'm like, what? I'm like, I never. I don't see myself. I am so reclusive these days. Like, seriously, like, I seem extroverted, but, like, I love staying home with the dogs and, like, watching, like, crime on TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to get up and go and, like, entertain and host people in another country. What? You know, that's weird.
Girl, that sounds amazing. If at any time you think of me, you let me know, because I would absolutely love it. I would absolutely love it. So
That was something you would do. I'm like, you might actually be somebody that I survey, you know, as I'm starting to like put it together, because I'm feeling wonderful and just so grateful for life and love and relationships and just everything. Can't complain.
Yeah. It's awesome. Life is grand. It really is. We get overwhelmed at times and you know, I don't know, forget to stop and just breathe and take in, you know, what's happening right now in this very moment, you know.
Yeah.
But overall, life is a beautiful process. Just living is a beautiful process. And
I agree.
What your point is, you know, like I said, if you want to come back on and talk more about it once you're clear on everything, absolutely, let me know.
That'd be fun. Yeah, absolutely, that'd be fun.
Yeah, the book, how's the book coming along?
Oh, the second book?
Mm-hmm. First, second?
It's the second one, because the first one got published in the summer, and the second one, I kind of did what I did with the first book. I've been writing every week, and so I'm going to compile all the weekly ramblings into a book in 2015. So that one, I haven't started compiling it, but all of the essays are pretty much ready to go. So I think it's going to be a book every year.
Yeah, heck yeah. So the first one, you didn't even tell us about that. You were supposed to come back and tell us once you completed it.
Oh, man. Has it really been that long since I've been on the show? Really? Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Okay, I'll have to come back on and we'll do that. But that one, that one was in, I think, late July, early August, that I published the first book, because it was supposed to be published in, I think, like March, and then it just kept pushing it off until like the end of the summer. You're right. I probably haven't talked to you since then. Okay. Mm-hmm. So book one is done and published, and book two's coming soon. So it might be a good time.
Awesome. So where can where can they get your book from? Like, is it on Amazon?
Yeah. Best place, I have a book site for it. So it's bravebearbook.com. Yep.
Awesome.
And from there, they can find the link to get it on Amazon, or they can, if they don't have Kindle, then they can just buy the bundle pack. It's also on that website, too, and that way they can download various versions that they can read it. So,
Okay. That's awesome. You are just picking life spark. Every time I talk to you guys, you're just, you're on it, girl. I absolutely love you. I have so much
respect
for
you. You are so much like me, so same to you. I mean, you are as much of a spark, and you definitely are shin kicking. Believe me, you are. So every time I turn around, you've got something new up your sleeve, and that just makes me so proud. Like, seriously. I mean, I know you had this in you before we started working together, but knowing that we did work together and I got to see a little, you know, bit of the shin kicker in you, I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like, another little mini me somewhere else. I love it. But you've got your own brand, and it's powerful and it's beautiful, and I couldn't be more proud of you, Veranda. So yeah, keep up your amazing stuff. Like, I'm trying to keep up with you too.
Girl, get out of here.
It's a good thing.
I just thank God that we cross paths. I really do.
I know.
You know, way.
I'm glad we found each other. It was a divine meeting. That's for sure. I will say that.
Absolutely, it was. And one day we'll meet in person. So.
For sure.
Yeah, keep me posted on everything. The audience loves you. They really do. Like, your numbers on the show was, like, at the top out of all the shows.
Yay! Oh. Awesome. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, my audience loves you. So I'll make sure to share all of your information with them all. And I know you have to go. And do you have anything else you want to share? Or are you... You want to share your... You gave the website, bravebearbook.com.
That's all so good. Bravebearbook.com is the best place to get any info about me and anything that's coming up. I've got a few websites out there, and some of them I've been neglecting, and some of them have been very specific as to why I put them together. So I think the book writing is going to continue to happen quite a bit. So I will be doing a lot more like independent publishing as far as books and programs, and launching a new show soon. So these things seem to be more in the forefront than, you know, the coaching programs and everything else. Not to say I will stop coaching. I love coaching. But I have found that nowadays there are a lot of people who want information that's readily available that they can download quickly. So I think from a pricing standpoint and also from a time standpoint, a lot of people, especially in my community, are asking for more digital products and downloadable guides and resources. So I'm definitely going to be catering to that audience and giving them more of those things. But I'll keep doing the coaching too. I'll keep doing, you know, more of the live stuff and the one-on-one stuff, but more products. And I highly recommend that for you too. I mean, I know you've got your book, but I definitely highly recommend more products for you to spread the word and tell your story to even more people everywhere.
As always.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
Keep you posted on everything, and we'll keep this party rocking.
Will do. Sounds like a plan, my dear.
All right,
have a wonderful day. Bye.
Guys, so that was my interview with Miss Bernie Shung. She is the author of Brave Bear Book, and the site to access it is bravebearbook.com. I will post this on all of my social media platforms for you guys. It's always a delight speaking with Bernie. Whenever she gets a chance to tune in, I am all for it. She's my coach, my mentor, and a friend as well. So you guys heard Bernie share some of the things that she's grateful for, and how her trip back to her parents' home, Laos, was just such a pivotal point for her. It brought her to a point of just being grateful and thankful for everything, guys. And, you know, the point of this series is to remind you all that there is power, solitude, growth, and happiness in expressing gratitude. I was preparing to write a prose for you guys, as I shared with you earlier, but what I ran across was the poem, Just Be Thankful, and I'll read that before I close out the show for today. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, where would you be? What would you have to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you the opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your character and strength. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference. Be thankful in everything that you do. It's easy to be thankful for the good things. A life full of enrichment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks as well. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. Make sure you guys join us back tomorrow and every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we seek to go to God in prayer and just sharing just insights with you guys to get your morning started off on the right foot. I appreciate you all joining me this evening with the conclude of the thankfulness series. I will be back with content of relevancy, as I like to put it, next week, next Sunday at 7 p.m. I hope you guys have had an awesome, awesome Thanksgiving, and you are well on your way into the holiday season. Again, thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired, content of relevancy. Be inspired.
Thank you for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.
For joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.